and so this goes
to the Thursday, September 17th regularly scheduled City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting. At this point, I'd like to call the meeting to order, and we will open the floor for public comment. And seeing no members of the audience available for public comment, we'll go ahead and close the public comment period. And we will look to the approval of minutes. Did everyone have a chance to look the minutes over?
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Very good. None. Okay, and we shall move to monthly reports, which is item 4 on the agenda today, and for that I will turn it over to Andrea for the TOT report.
You surprised me, Chair Solu, but I am prepared. We've got the TOT report, you've got last year's numbers. Last year's, the entire fiscal year numbers, last year at this time, last year's July number was $263,000. This year we're slightly down at $262,773, so that's good news. We do still have one motel in terms of the TBID money that hasn't been turned in. TBID for the month of July was almost $65,000. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Chair Solu.
Thank you. And you're talking about this is July. This is July. So do you know? Oh, there it is. Okay. So we are currently with our BID money. If you add these, at about a hundred thousand, a little over $100,000. Pardon?
$109,000.
Thank you very much. $109,000. It's pretty good, guys. Don't you think? Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
Well.
All right. Okay, and so any comments or questions?
I have a question. On the under vacation rental receipts, is there some reason why it's almost double than what it was last year?
Member Mendoza, we talked a little bit about that at our community promotions meeting, and it was the thought by some of the board members that we perhaps had added some vacation rentals, and I will take that question back to Susan Slayton, our administrative services director, and ask her. It might be that we've added some, but I don't know.
If I could just comment, too, I think that we've sort of seen this trend in some of my other tourism clients, and I think when the economy sort of turns sour, you find a lot of people that they want to, you know, cook their meals, and I think we used to kind of see an upswing on vacation rentals when you have a challenged economy. I think that might be a part of it too.
Yeah, I think it would be easy to assume that there are additions with those people who have those second homes sitting empty, and they turn them into an income generator for themselves.
One thing too to comment, which we don't see sitting on the promotions committee, that's a trend that's been actually going on for a good 6 months to 8 months. We don't see those reports because we don't have the year prior, but it's something when I was sitting on the promotions committee that we noticed every month the vacation rentals was going up. Same with the RV parks was traditionally going up as well. So, and I know that the city, I don't know how long ago it's been, but they started to really enforce to collecting the TOT, which I heard like a couple of years ago they weren't. So I think that there were some changes last year as well on that. So just to bring that to your guys' attention as well.
Okay. Any more comments or questions on TOT? Then I will turn it over to John Sorgenfrey for the advertising agency report.
Okay, thank you. Quite a bit of what I have to discuss today is already on the agenda under the general creative review, so I'll sort of wait for that portion. Also, I think Joan is going to talk about the website, so that was another part that I was going to deal with, but we can talk about that when it's on the agenda too. I did prepare a budget, so I know in the last meeting we talked about getting kind of a capture of what we're looking at as far as expenditures, and I'll pass those around. When you look at this, it's basically, even though it says spent, these really are reflecting what we've placed. As you look at, we do have some things coming up in November. Those insertions have been placed now. They haven't run yet, and you probably won't even see a bill for probably another couple of months for any of these because we don't bill till we get a tear sheet from the publication. So by the time the ad runs and they bill us, there's usually about a 60-day lag between the time that the magazine actually ran. So the reason I say that is just it's a reflection of cash flow and the fact that I think we're very comfortable that we'll have the funds to be able to do this because we're still looking at several months away before we actually start taking anything out of the budget. But in cases like with Sunset Magazine, it's beneficial for us to go ahead and place all of it because we get frequency discounts. So when we do that, that's not to say that for some reason down the line we decide we really don't want to be in Sunset, say, in May or March, we can still move those around within a reasonable amount of time. We're not committed. But we are committed as far as a discount. So if we got short-rated, which basically means they might come back and charge us a higher rate, it's usually pretty rare that they do that because they want your continued business. But there are some things like these November insertions that we are definitely committed to now. And obviously, as we look at like the contingency budgets and things like that, PR budget, we really haven't tapped into any of those because we did have some public relations functions last month where Johnny Biagini was nice enough to alert us that LA Times had requested some information from her, because she was a contact, I guess. And so she forwarded Joan and I the information, and we were able to talk to the LA Times writer about a fall information on traveling in the fall. And I can give you a little bit of the highlights of that. I can pass around what we prepared for them. But basically, they had a series of questions. How does the mood change in your area from summer to autumn? And of course, we dealt with how great our weather is then and talking about the idyllic beach conditions, sunny skies, mild, moderate temperatures. Then what types of activities can visitors to the area enjoy at this time of year? What kind of things can they do to make the most of their visit here? And we talked about just exploring the natural beauty of Morro Bay and talked about the different activities such as the Morro Bay estuary, hiking, biking, horseback riding, Montano de Oro, all the different things. And then do your local farm areas harvest anything particular types of produce during this year? And we talked about, of course, one of the biggest ones is the wine industry and the fall harvest and what a great time of year that is to come and go wine tasting. And we talked about the farmer's market. They asked a question about if we had a local farmer's market, so we talked about the details of that. And then are there any special harvest/autumn events planned? We talked about the Avocado Margarita Festival. Even if this article appears after that, at least they'll note that that's something that they could do the following year, and then also the Harbor Festival. We also talked, and the Photo Festival. We also talked about the, and then after the fourth question, we just gave them a backgrounder on Morro Bay so that if there was anything else that they might want. And that's a fresh backgrounder that we just wrote recently with the new PR person that I introduced you guys to. So I'll go ahead and pass around. There's a couple copies of the release. And that went to the LA Times. And we also sent them pictures. And so we were able to facilitate that. But that money still came out of the city promotions budget because we're sort of tapping into their PR budget till we get further along. And as far as activity, again, we met with the website subcommittee, and we'll be dealing with that as you reach your agenda. We'll give you a report on that. We're in the process now of looking at doing the redesign and formulating some costs for that, and we worked out some goals and objectives for that. Also, when I go through the creative review, I'm going to show you some of the past ads we did and then also the ads that are currently running and where they're running so you get a good feel for that. So I'll cover that when we get to those agenda items.
Okay, great. Any questions right now for John? No? Then I move that we accept, or well, I'd like to have somebody move that we accept our monthly reports. Don't we have to accept them for... We don't?
We generally don't.
We generally don't. Okay. Then we will move on to 5 unfinished business, at which I don't believe I see anything that is unfinished. And we're going to be bringing, the only thing was the report for 8 years of TOT, and that is going to come back to us still.
Yes, it will come back to you at the next
right.
My apologies again.
No, don't worry. And then... we'll move to 6, the new business, discussion of the website. And for that, I guess I'll give you a report as to where we are at in our subcommittee. The subcommittee has met two times since our last meeting, and we met with two people off of the community promotions and Rob Schultz, the city attorney, because, of course, there's legal issues with combining all this stuff. And there's John Sorgenfrey also sits on the committee with us. So we had the first meeting was spent really opening up to the legal issues and what we can do to stay inside of those guidelines. And we really had an in-depth discussion about that, and I think we came away from there with a solid idea of where we needed to go on the second meeting. On the second meeting, we went live and online, and we were able to take a look at other websites, which we've all been visiting, to check and see how other cities do this and how they look and how they work and what their bells and whistles are. And I think that we have a pretty good consensus in the subcommittee that the BID and the hotels should have a nice large front page presence, meaning front page when you go to the chamber, and I think Peter can attest to this, when you go to the chamber website, the jackrabbit spot will kind of flash up there and say, hey, here's a calendar, book your hotel right away, right now, book your reservation right now. Where that will be on the page is yet to be worked out, but you know, it's not, we haven't done any placement of any of our things yet, but we're coming to agreement on basically terms and conditions between the Chamber of Commerce, the BID, the Visitor Center, and the Community Promotions Board. So there's a lot of entities out there. I think we're working really well together. The other thing is, I think we all decided that we wanted to see some more flash media and flash driven, just kind of enhance the website more, make it a little flashier and catchy so that when you get there, there's not this big, a lot of white, but more color to kind of draw you in because your eye plays to color. And then we were looking at really trying to make the BID funds to be inclusive of all of the lodging entities so that everybody had equal representation and that it was fair for all. I think that John was going to take us a little bit through the website and then show us the website in Santa Barbara so we can show you what we mean by get it a little flashier and get a little more polished.
Great. Well, I think
just one. I'm sorry, John. Sure. Just one question. Did you discuss the URL, or the address of the? Because the site comes up when you Google it, and it comes up very business oriented as opposed to a travel site. And I know we get a good referral amount in our other hotels in the county from the county site because it's more of a visitor site. You don't have to change anything other than the URL. You just have to have an additional URL that directs you to the same site that's more tourism-oriented.
Are you referring to the home? Are you referring
to the home page?
No, the actual name, www. What is the name of our site?
Morrobay.org.
Yeah.
That's business.
So you're saying that it not change Morrobay.org, but have another.
That's more visitors-oriented. Well, can somebody Google it and we can see what it looks like?
It's right there.
That's it.
No, that's...
Well, if you...
Just go to Google and see what... I think it comes up as title of the convention.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you say the description itself.
Yeah.
Because it comes up as the chamber site.
The chamber site.
Right. As opposed to a...
travel site.
So
maybe it's not the URL, but it's more of the descriptor on...
Not to talk over you, but were you thinking more of it to say... Visitor Center Chamber of Commerce instead of Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center?
You're more, well, I guess more visitor-oriented than Chamber. Well, I guess that one's pretty good.
It says promoting local businesses by listing attractions, lodging, and more.
Okay.
I think right now, too, that we're optimized pretty well. If you type in Morro Bay, you see that our site comes up first. If you type in Morro Bay, California, we come up number one.
And how about Morro Bay Hotels? Can you type that in just to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what search engine is this?
It's,
And that's why, because it's actually titled MorroBayHotel.com.
Oh.
But there are things we can do with our homepage, the greater emphasis on lodging to talk about right in the homepage, talk about Morro Bay offers great lodging accommodations. That will actually increase our rating on Google as well.
So where is our site on this? Which one are we?
I don't see MorroBay.org.
One thing I know that Joan and I have been in this website subcommittee, we've been really pushing for a bigger lodging presence on the current website.
And what search engine is that? Is that Google? What's the AVG up there? I'm sorry.
It's Yahoo search.
I mean, 70% of the bookings come through Google search. Is there any way you can search Google with just a... And now type in Morro Bay Hotels. Maybe we should buy that URL.
I know.
MORO. And where's our hotel site or our CVB site?
I don't see MorroBay.org.
And that would be the... And if you go into San Luis Obispo hotels, and I just want to see where the CVB site is for San Luis Obispo. Not Yahoo. Go back to Google, please.
Theirs actually doesn't come up as well as it used to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. I noticed that.
Well, their current site's, if it's live, it's buried because I can't even find the new site.
Right.
Oh, really?
It may not be live yet. I thought it was, but.
And where is their convention visitor bureau site? Right there.
Right here? San Luis Obispo County.
Lodging, yeah. And they end up getting a better positioning in lodging, and we're off the first page. So I would think if you want to drive business that's measurable, you have to drive it from Google to our site.
Well, I think also just by having Jackrabbit on our homepage will facilitate that too, because you're going to have the copy that will talk about making a reservation for lodging.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who's doing our SEO, because they're not SEOing lodging, it seems like. Just a point. I mean, it would be the...
I think it's a great point, and I think it's something that in the subcommittee we've been really pushing about how there needs to be a better lodging presence on the website. And I think this committee as a whole needs to really make sure that this is expressed, because we're not only working with just us two people. We're working with John and the promotions committee and Peter with the chamber. So we're all trying, and what we were doing in our subcommittee is doing, you know, Santa Barbara, looking at other destination sites and finding out that ours does look a little bit businessier than I think it should.
Well, if we just take the generally, if you look at, if that's the goal is to try to get more higher presence when people search Morro Bay Hotels, it seems to be, or Morro Bay Motel seems to be the right logical step, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. But I think as we design it, you know, we have sort of a new basic charge here. That would be one part of that, too.
Right. Now, and are we doing Google AdWords now?
Not now, but okay. That'll be part of the new program as well.
And that'll give us statistical information on how much traffic is coming, the total traffic coming to Morro
Bay.
Right.
And that'll also help as far as, again, optimizing the site, too.
Yeah, I would think you'd want to do that before you even engage in a lot of advertising, because I don't know how they're getting there. I mean, the customer is going to read the ad, and then they're going to go try to find it.
Well, I think they're finding it very well by typing in Morro Bay. I think that would be the first thing somebody would do if they're going to search a site. If you type in Morro Bay, you first come to MorroBay.org.
I think that both of you have valid points, and I agree with both of you. I think that we are getting good traffic, but I think our traffic could be enhanced by getting us on that first page.
I completely agree.
So however we have to go about that, that probably would be a first step.
We may even want to consider, and I have other clients that do this, buying some URLs that aren't taken. And, you know,
absolutely.
We'll then end up being, you know, that's one way to do it, too. It's far cheaper than buying pay-per-clicks, because pay-per-clicks, one thing I don't want to see us do is start competing against each other, because there are a lot of hotels that buy pay-per-clicks, and if we're competing and we each charge up the rate, that's not really going to be a function either. I think that we can buy the URLs if they're still available. I think that we can certainly optimize the site by having more lodging words in the home page and then doing Google Words. So I think that what we could do is we can before, and I would agree, Mike, that you know the design's going to take some time. These are things we can facilitate right now. So we can go ahead between now and the next month and look at how we could optimize it.
And just a couple of points. The number one search term people use before booking a hotel will be Morro Bay hotels. It won't be Morro Bay. It just won't be. And the second item I wanted to note that is we really wouldn't be competing against ourselves. We'll be competing against Expedia. We'll be competing against third-party sites where the commissions are 35 or 40%. So I'm not necessarily worried about competing against proprietary sites. I'm more worried about driving traffic to Expedia because the customer wants one location where they can view all of the hotels. And that should be our CVB site. Because that's the lowest cost. So therefore, you know, I know we're doing a lot of advertising and everything like that, but if we're not placing high on search terms in Google in terms of what customers are using to search, then it's going to not really yield as high as we'd like.
No, I think it's definitely a place we can improve, but I think, again, that while we want to emphasize hotels, it's also about coming and learning about the destination, and that's what the ads do. I mean, it's both. I think what Joan said is true. I mean, I think we're getting some good traffic, but we're certainly can optimize it by more of a lodging emphasis. And if we're not showing up, you know, well, when somebody types in staying in Morro Bay or hotels in Morro Bay or motels, those are things that we can look at changing quickly.
Good point, Mike. Thank you.
Okay.
So basically, we're talking about redesigning the entire site. So what you see now would be pretty much going away, new color scheme, and some new functionality. And eventually, in a moment, I'll show you the Santa Barbara site that seemed everybody kind of had a consensus that they liked. This site's about 3 years old now. When it first was designed, it served its purpose well. It's tended to have a lot of things added to it as a lot, which is what happens to websites. And we just recently cleared up the left navigation bar because we had quite a few items over there. And as you can see, one of the things that we did right underneath a home page in the calendar is lodging, which we didn't have before. So we've implemented that change immediately. And that'll take us right to the lodging page where there's a database search that you can search hotels by the function. And if you go back to the home page again, please. And then up at the top, we talked about having lodging more predominant up there. Right now we have lodging and dining. We're thinking about having just a separate lodging section. And also when you pull down on lodging, we're going to eliminate Los Osos. It'll just be Morro Bay Lodging, Morro Bay Dining. And then there'll be other areas that will be covered for the other outside of the areas.
Are you eliminating Cayugas too?
Mm-hmm. Not eliminating, but just putting it into a separate category.
Great.
And so all of those, and then right now we have, you know, a static picture up there. We would implement Flash. So as you see that visual up there, may not necessarily be right at the top, depending upon the design, but we'll have movement. So the pictures will interchange. I'm even thinking about having a little video clip that could come on. And again, just emphasizing the fact of all the things to see and do in Morro Bay.
Before you go on the lodging, can you take out the alphabetical order and rotate the hotels through? They do
you
that with the VCB. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's been an issue that I've had from other people before, and I can see why out of fairness. But also you have to think about the visitor's perspective. And if they're looking for a particular hotel, they want to have it in alphabetical order to be able to decide, have some sort of semblance of how they can search a particular property.
Well, another way you could do it is to list the lodging by the size and the number of rooms. Kind of get away from the alphabetical thing.
Do you go large first or small first?
Either way, I guess.
That's the thing.
I mean, I understand, and believe me, this has come up many times, and when we started really trying to figure out how we would do it and how we would be fair, there was a lot of people that felt like that that from a standpoint of how you organize it is alphabetically is seems to be the easiest way to do it. I think as we get this database, I mean, when people do go there, I mean, as you can see, they can search the accommodations by where they want to stay. If they want a bed and breakfast, if they want a you know, senior rates, if they want you know, hotel that's pet friendly, all those things, they can search it that way. So they have the ability right on that homepage before they go to the alphabetical section to be able to pick the type of hotel they want. That's why we have that database.
Except I think a lot of hotels have played a lot of games with that, where they put keywords in there and they don't necessarily apply to their hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I mean, ultimately it's up to you guys. If you decide you want to not have it alphabetical, we can do that. But I just bring that up just because it's an issue that's come up before. And after we started thinking about how we would do that, you know, it gets to be difficult. And that's why alphabetical seems to kind of fall back on, because it seems to be the simplest. And I think for the ease of the person that's looking for the property, for the visitor that's using the site, it's just alphabetical seems to work. But we can certainly look at that.
Do you know, John, if Jackrabbit rotates, does they come up alphabetical too, don't they? Can anybody verify that?
We could go on the county site and see how they do that. If you go to the county...
it's not alphabetical on the county site.
Well, does Jackrabbit, though, rotate when you go into book? Do you know? Because what it is on this site, on the website, we'll have the drop-down calendar that will take you directly to Jackrabbit. But then it will also have this searchable engine where you want whatever, an indoor swimming pool, or which we don't have, a swimming pool, dog-friendly handicap room. Then those hotels can pop up, and if there's only one of them, then that one hotel pops up. So what I think what he's trying to – there might be different ways to get it.
This is actually going to be really good for you to look at this, because I've been kind of studying this with the Jackrabbit thing. When you put in your dates for where you want to – when you want to stay, and you click on Morro Bay Hotels, and it brings up all the members mm-hmm. from Morro Bay. But then when you go to each one of those sites – it doesn't have those dates. It has, like, today's date on it. So Jackrabbit's not interfacing with all of the all these websites. It doesn't come up on their reservation page for about half of them. It's pretty interesting when you study.
Right, but they go in and they scrape the data. But they go in and they scrape the data that the hotelier puts in.
No, they're only scraping the sites that they have permission to scrape. That's kind of what we found out, because we have one called Reservation Nexus, and they will not work with Jackrabbit. And apparently a lot of the hotels are switching their websites around so much that it doesn't interface with Jackrabbit.
Is yours?
No.
And let me ask, would you be willing to open up Dialogue to have it interface?
We've asked our reservation system. They said they do not, they will not work with Jackrabbit because they do go in without permission and they scrape through people's websites, and they've had destructive stuff go on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you from, I can only tell you from my standpoint of having worked with Jackrabbit here, I have had no problems with them at my hotel. Scraping, constantly scraping and scrounging the website or information.
Mm-hmm. It appears that the San Luis Obispo County is alphabetical.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, it was. We just saw it. Yeah. If you go back, it's alphabetical.
It never used to be.
They used to sell priority listings.
That's why. They don't anymore. Not with, now that they've went to Jackrabbit, they don't. But they do still offer that. They still do offer, though, the Premier or something. So there isn't you can purchase better listings, placement uh-huh. through the VCB.
I think yeah. that...
Could we do a map to level the playing field? Is it not, you know, like you see in real estate firms...
We actually did talk about as one feature would be a Google map that would have all the mm-hmm. lodging properties mm-hmm. on it.
Well, even the real estate maps that you point onto the house and it pops up a picture of the house, or it could pop up a picture of the hotel, and then you get a location.
Yeah, we actually talked about that being one of the features.
That would be
But I think
sort of
that cool. Getting back to the jackrabbit issue, you're correct in one area, and that is that a lot of things that we're doing are going to depend upon the hoteliers. And it's going to depend upon whether, and I don't mean to sound disrespectful, but getting their act together and getting the information to jackrabbit, that's going to make it effective. The same thing is also true if somebody doesn't have a website. It's probably going to behoove them to do that, or they're going to get left out.
Well, it's also about, you know, using this money so that it's effective for us.
Right.
If we're paying jackrabbit to do this and people type in these dates and it doesn't come up on the date, somebody has to do the dates again with any hotel that they come to.
Well, again, I mean, that's not going to, if it's not functioning properly, then we wouldn't use them, or we, but
yeah.
But I think my point is that some of this is going to be dependent on what information we provide jackrabbit. And so if the hotels are not participating, or they're not, you know, they don't have a website, or they, I mean, those are going to be, those are things that we're going to have to think about.
These are all ones that had websites.
Nancy, excuse me, Nancy, can you go to the drop-down calendar on JackRabbit and put in some dates for me, like, I don't know, November 25th and 26th, something.
So scroll down.
Scroll down, yeah.
Right above where it says lodging search.
Oh, yeah, and just put, whatever, put October, I don't care, whatever, you choose a date.
Pick a weekend if you have a calendar.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
My anniversary, good day.
By the way, Nancy, you'll have to pay for this reservation.
Yeah, yeah. So make it at my hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Just out of curiosity, the hotel you asked that isn't using JackRabbit because they don't let him, was it your property management system, your reservation system?
Our reservation system, yeah.
Choices, the top three choices.
Hi, Karen.
The ones that say check price, those are ones that it's unable to scrape.
That's probably because there's been no price provided.
No.
Well, but if your system won't work with their system, then there would be no price provided, so they would direct the guest to call you directly.
It directs to the website itself.
It directs to your own website.
Yeah. It'll list all the members there as with availability.
Just click on one of those and see what the dates are that come up.
See if it comes up on their reservation page.
See if it comes up on the reservation page, the same date. I can't remember what date you chose. Yeah, click on that. Thank you.
I think it does on yours.
And you are right, Val. When it goes, after it goes to JackRabbit, that's when it is not alphabetical anymore. So right. After it's alphabetical at beginning at slow VCB, but then when JackRabbit does not do it.
I can't see from here. I can't see from here.
Look at that.
Yeah. And that's the date you put in?
Yeah.
Okay. Try another site. So that came up correct on yours. I don't think it does on yours. It doesn't.
Check price.
Yeah, do it one with the check price.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's ours. It doesn't.
As I remember from the presentation, didn't he say something like some people just want it directed to the website? I don't know if so.
So this would be a JackRabbit question.
Right. Some hotels may not. Karen, go ahead and make your comment.
What I was saying is that some hotels prefer not to have prices listed. And when you're asking to check price, it's going to the website, and then you can check availability through the hotel's website and prices listed there. Right.
So I think we would need to get clarification with JackRabbit as to where's the difference on... Do we tell JackRabbit that, or how does it, like you said, is it a problem with JackRabbit and the property management system, or, you know, where's that issue? So I think that's a JackRabbit question that hopefully they could answer and possibly resolve.
But they haven't resolved it with the VCB.
Has it been brought to their attention?
Yes.
this is the first I've heard of it, but we haven't had any problems on ours either. I'm going to go back and check, though, my properties when I get back.
Well, so I would think it would be prudent just to get a list of questions that we have, and when we have enough questions, bring them in and let them answer the questions and see if it's a possible match or not. Yeah. I mean, just to make it easy. At least give them a fair shot that...
I think bottom line, we need a booking agent on the website. So whether it's JackRabbit or somebody else, there needs to be some booking agent. So
that part is agreed.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we need to maybe get these things resolved before a contract is signed. But I know we haven't signed a contract yet, but we're about to soon.
Well, so. I believe that Rob is reviewing contracts, and these would be questions to bring up prior to.
Right.
Those will be brought back to us before they're signed. And I'm sure that the gentleman from JackRabbit will be sitting here to answer our questions. So that we can, you know, have all the information at the table. But either way, I do agree we have to have a booking agency on that website, and they are going to go in and scrape our information. And if we're providing that information, or if somehow our system doesn't jive with their system, you know, we're going to have to work with that to make it compatible, because we want to give everybody a fair shot.
I just don't think that, and I haven't really researched this to the nth degree, but I think that we're going to have that with any company. I mean, if we, it's just something I think we're going to have to resolve it on our end more than they're going to have to resolve it on their end, because they have the software, and their software is only going to do so much. It's just if like I did a survey and only 10 people participated, that's what I got. And it's the same thing with the information that JackRabbit's going to get. But again, if it's such that we have such limited information that we can provide to them that it's going to not be a function that's going to be beneficial to the visitor, then that's something we have to decide. But I brought the whole idea of the booking agent because I think it's something that we have to do to be competitive. And I think if the charge is to increase overnight stays for the benefit of the stakeholders, one way to do that is to have right on the homepage the ability to see what's available. And I think it will actually help us to optimize for the lodging search too. As far as the other aspects of the website, I don't think I'm going to take too much time to go through page by page, other than to say that what I heard loud and clear was that we want the site to be very lodging oriented. We want to have on every page the ability for somebody, whether it's on the activities page or whether they're on the video player, there'll always be that booking opportunity there. And we did talk about, Mike, you brought up about the lodging map. I think that was one thing we talked about, being able to have that would kind of give a little better playing field. And we talked about in the meeting, and this was interesting, and I think it's something for all of us to be cognizant of, is that when we're designing the site, we want to make sure that we step back a moment and think about the visitor, because that's who we're really designing this site for. So even though whatever may be fair or whatever, and I'm not saying we don't want to be fair, but we talked about like what's good for the chamber, what's good for the promotions committee, what's good for the BID. Well, it's what's good for the visitor. And we always have to kind of keep that in mind, because ultimately the ease and the functionality of this website has to be for the benefit of the person that's coming here. And that's one of the things I'm going to strive to do. As far as how we thought about working this for the benefit of the board, you have a subcommittee that can work with myself and with the two members of the city promotions, and what we're going to try to do is to come up with some design ideas, bring those to the board, have the full board approve those, but have kind of the legwork done at the subcommittee level. That way you won't have to have a series of multiple meetings, and you'll be able to look at things after they've sort of been perfected. Then after that would be obviously agreeing on the cost to do this, what we're going to get out of it, and so sort of the subcommittee kind of doing the legwork, bringing the work that they've done to the board, and along the process have the board approve as we go through. And the good news is we have a site. It's not something that, I mean, can we improve it? Absolutely. We can do that without the redesign. As Mike said, you know, we can start optimizing the site for more lodging, showing up more lodging. That can be done immediately. And we can build this site offline, and then when the time comes and it's all done, we just turn it on and it replaces the old one. So that's sort of the tact. So the good thing is we have a current website. It's not like we're down, and we can improve it as we go along, and the city promotions has money to do those updates as well. So that's kind of how we saw the process evolving and really taking that to the board and see if that's where you think if that makes sense as far as the procedures. But I think any questions that come along, too, I mean, it'd be real helpful for me if you see something on the site, you know, John, I hate this feature, or John, I think this is something we ought to try to employ, like Mike did with the optimization, anything on the JackRabbit, you know, if we see there's a flaw there that we got to recognize before we sign up for them. I mean, all those things are going to be really valuable, and it's sort of a collective effort to do that.
On just the one last thing on JackRabbit, when we did the back of the envelope numbers on what we thought this would contribute, it's only about 40 rooms a month into the marketplace. So I don't think customers necessarily want to book on off of our site here, but they do want to be able to see all the hotels available and be able to go onto our sites directly. Generally, a customer will go to 3 websites before making a booking decision. So this one would be one, our proprietary one, and Expedia for looking at prices, something of that nature. So I don't think it's. I know you say we need to book on every page, and that's a strategic thrust. And I'm wondering how really important it is, given some of the issues.
I think though the book now it's taking them then to your website.
Well, that makes sense.
It's not meaning that this site is necessarily booking it. What it's
right.
doing is it's going then to it's going to if you put book now, it's going to then turn around and go
right.
to that JackRabbit that's going to go to your site or my site or anybody else's site.
Nancy, would you do me a favor and go to the Santa Barbara Visitor Center site? I just want to say to everybody that on the homepage of the Santa Barbara Visitor Center, right now we have lodging right where it's at and then lodging over on the key side, over on the left side, we had it there. On the Santa Barbara site, they have five ways to book a hotel right on the front page of their site. And they have a huge TOT revenue. Of course, they have more rooms, they're bigger, but they have 5 ways to, they make it really easy to trap the customer. I mean, anybody who's been in sales knows that the only way you're going to make money in sales is to ask for the sale.
Yep.
Can I take your reservation? They do a good job of doing that.
Who are they using?
Santa Barbara.
No, but who's Santa Barbara using?
Pardon?
Who are they using as their booking JackRabbit?
Travelocity, I believe.
Yeah, it's Travelocity. They've got the calendar there. That's one.
They've got the hit
on the left-hand corner. They've got the reservations guide right there. On the right-hand side, they've got another visiting thing, and then down at the bottom, it's all over the place. It's book now, book with us, stay with us, come to Santa Barbara, visit us. It's the right way to do a lodging emphasis.
Also what
on the
they
web
have,
page.
which I've talked about the importance of having, is that you see hot deals up there. So again, it gets back down to we need to formulate some packages and kind of work together with the chamber and being able to have some things that people are going to, again, it's a, Mike brought up a good point looking at our ads, a call to action. You know, it's easier to have a call to action when you have a hotel. You can say, book a room, get one half price, $99 rate. But when you've got a whole destination that you're trying to do, there's really 2 things you can do for the call to action. We can direct them to the website to look for deals, and then they go to the website to find those. We can do events that are obviously create a call to action, and we can do go to our site and enter a free overnight stay. And those are all probably things we should consider. I mean, we may even want to take some of this budget and, for those who want to participate, buy some rooms, buy some prizes, because, again, we're going to need to have something to facilitate that. Or whoever does want to offer an overnight stay as part of a promotional prize gets coverage on the website as to, you know, they get the ability to we advertise their hotel because that's what the prize is. So I think that's something we need to think about for the future, too, pretty quickly.
I have a comment.
Our ads.
Maybe going a little bit back, but when I'm looking to go somewhere, I won't, like if I'm going to San Diego, I won't punch in San Diego hotels. I'll just punch in San Diego because, you know, lodging is part of it, but I want to see about dining, what's going on in the area and stuff like that. So, but I think when you punch in Morro Bay, and I think it was a Google search I did, there's morrobay.org, of course, it's a few steps down, but there's also morrobay.net, there's morrobay.com, and I think somebody just coming, doing a search like that, it's kind of confusing. Where do I go? It seems like, well, should I go to morrobay.com? Should I go to... And I'm just wondering if there's some way to kind of make the morrobay.org kind of come up higher or make it stand out a little bit more.
Well, if you, Nancy, if you go to Google and...
Generally, companies will title in their descriptive official site of Morro Bay would be a way to do that.
Because I noticed when Nancy typed in Santa Barbara, she just typed in Santa Barbara, did the search, and it was right there.
Okay, if you just
type in... That's also you buy the AdWord, you buy those AdWords, and you come up...
just Morro Bay.
Official site of Morro Bay.
I think we need to do something you brought up earlier.
We are number one.
But it says Chamber of Commerce, which can be misleading. I think that we need to, what you said, make it have, say, visitor center or destination information. Chamber needs to be there. I'm not saying it doesn't need to be there. But I think it needs to be, if I'm just a traveler, I don't want to go to the Chamber site. I'm not looking for the Chamber site. I'm looking for a destination info. So I think that needs to be changed a little bit to be more destination driven. As well.
Yeah. It needs to say Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, and then it brings you right to that whole idea to the page. I can't see having Chamber not on there.
Oh, I agree. I think it needs to be there, but I think maybe Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce, because you want visitors to know that this is visitors' information.
Oh, sure.
As well.
I mean, that,
yeah.
I don't care.
I think it's a good point, because I think that there, and this is true for every destination. We're not alone on, if you go to Pismo or you go to Santa Barbara, all of those are going to have random sites and it's going to be difficult. But I would think that right now, just saying Chamber of Commerce, I don't know if I would click that if I was a visitor, because I would think that'd be more business oriented. So I think we need to, I think what Mike had said too about official, maybe official visitor site and chamber. Something like that, because then people are going to say, okay, because official is like, okay, this is the one to go to.
I always look for the official site. I do. I'm like,
okay,
that's
City
the
of Morro Bay
I
official
to. That's
site
easy.
Right underneath that, which is our city site. Right. So, and that actually shows up pretty well.
Which kind of pushes what you're saying, John. I think we need to sometimes take our hats off and be a visitor again, which is what's so great about Nick reminding us of, we all are hotels and we get into our little hotel hats. But we need to remember that it is about the visitor and how do we all travel? What do we do when we go to travel and get those hats kind of back on?
So I'm making some notes here for our next website subcommittee meeting, just so you know. I've got the discussion to drive business from Google to morrobay.org on Mike's behalf and on all of our behalf. I've got a discussion to get us listed as official, to maybe look at going Visitor Center, Chamber of Commerce, just to kind of freshen that up and make it look a little more visitor-oriented, with the Chamber's permission, of course, and all the entities that we have to go into it. And was there anything that I missed? The alphabetical order and Jackrabbit, though, I think is a discussion. Is it not for Jackrabbit first?
Well, I think that
on the contract area,
it would be helpful if anybody finds anything as they kind of experiment and explore with it. And I'll certainly do it as well. Start sending me, emailing me mm-hmm. your questions, and then I can get enough questions together that I can send that off to Jackrabbit and have him answer those before we sign up. And I would think that hopefully with our increase in budget and with this new feature, we would see more than the 40 rooms, because the 40 rooms is based on us not having it before. I mean, hopefully this would enhance that even more than the 40. I mean, I'm hopeful of that. And it's something that we can try. I mean, if we find out that, we're paying for this and it doesn't seem to be really significant for us, we can opt out of it. And I think that would be part of what we'd have the city attorney do, is make sure we're not going to commit ourselves for too long. I mean, we obviously have to try it for at least, I would say, 90 days. But if it's not working for us, I mean, then we simply say, hey, we've got enough coverage with the county and we don't really need to do it. Well, we can find out how many are actually booking through the, or have come from Jackrabbit. We can find out what, how that's increased as far as people going to your websites. In fact, that kind of gets to my next item, is the reporting. And as a portion of what we're going to do for the redesign is a whole new reporting mechanism. And one of the things that we're going to do is to be able to, in our monthly reports, tell you how many, list all the hotels and have the hotels say how many people came to your site via the moralbay.org site. So that'll be real helpful, and you'll be able to see, okay, I got 200 clicks through to my website from the moralbay.org site. So that would be something that would be helpful. Nancy, if you have no, that's actually the older one. It was the one that had the map.
I know we talked a little bit about looking at another vendor. Maybe we should look at Travelocity. If we like Travelocity's site in Santa Barbara, they must cut a special deal to be on a city site. And if customers are going to go to Expedia, Travelocity anyway. I mean, so why not look at Travelocity as an option?
What it does, the VCB did Travelocity at one point, and what it does is it takes them straight just to Travelocity.com. So for all of us hoteliers, we're going to be paying that 25% to 30%. So I think...
So there's no other deal they give you?
Not that I'm aware of, but because I know that that's why the VCB switched to the Jackrabbit, was because it goes basically, if you follow that, it'll turn around and go straight to Travelocity.
Well, and I think, too, and we can take a serious look at this, although it's pretty expensive to do anything with Expedia or anything. But I know the way I look. I mean, I usually go to TripAdvisor. And if I'm in a brand new market where I don't have any knowledge of the hotels, and I kind of read those, and then I might go to Expedia and kind of get a whole picture of it. And I know this is probably not a good thing, but then I might go to Hotwire and book the room. But so there's going to be – the Internet is – I know I'm preaching to the choir here because you all are very knowledgeable of this. It's completely changed how we even book a room. So the best we can do is we can run advertising that's going to get them to go to the official site that we want them to go to, and then sell them on staying in Morro Bay, and then have a mechanism for them to search the properties so they can really get a clear picture of why they ought to go there. And then I think the most important thing – and I keep stressing this, is that especially with this economy, is how they're going to get a deal. You know, what we're going to offer them in a way of saving them some money, and how they're going to get value for themselves and their family. And I think if we can do that, I think that's really going to go a long way in trying to fulfill what we need to do.
And how do we move that concept forward of, is that another subcommittee on how we do? Because we'll have to do some sort of promotional rate events, even if it's, you know, stay 3 days, get the 4-3, or
it would be
something.
Really helpful for me if we could do that, because I really would like to sit down with the people who know, you guys, and formulate how we can do that, because it's a real challenge for me. But I know from my standpoint of being somewhat experienced in the retail business, we need to do that. And I think we need to, I honestly think this is crucial to the success of this marketing campaign. So maybe
okay.
We get a subcommittee to formulate packages. And
you don't like packages, do you?
I don't like packages. I haven't found very good success with it, and I've said this before, but, you know, if you guys feel like you do and you think that's going to work, I feel like the prices of Morro Bay hotels are pretty darn reasonable as they are.
But we need to let people know that.
In comparison to Monterey, you know, there's a huge difference there.
But why would
we want to drop our prices?
Well, no, I'm not
suggesting that. I don't think we have
that.
To drop
we
them,
We just
though.
Need to find a way for people who aren't familiar with what deals we have to be able to take them to that. And, you know, we can certainly say in our copy, which we do. I mean, we have one ad that you'll see that talks about ecological, economical. And we can brand ourselves that way. But... if you looked at Santa Barbara, which is certainly not cheap, but right up at the top of their thing is hot deals. People in this current economy are looking to make a deal. And I'm sure you found that when they come in to book a room. It's like, what deals do you have for me? I mean, everybody wants to buy on sale. And we've been doing that for these last few years. I mean, can you remember when 10% was significant? Well, 10% is a joke. It's got to be 30% to get somebody's attention.
Let me intervene here and just say also that, you know, Monterey and Morro Bay are vastly different in who they market to. I have a very good friend who is the CFO for Pebble Beach Corporation. And 4 years ago, when you went to play golf, you had to stay at the hotel two nights at $650 a night for a standard room, and then buy your golf for $400 a round. Now, you don't have to stay at the hotel, and you can buy your golf for $200 a round, which is $200 a round is exorbitant for a Morro Bay golf round. I mean, that's outrageous. But what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is even the giants like Pebble Beach are steeply discounting what they're doing and what they've got. And I'm not saying that we're not steeply discounting what we've got and what we're doing, but I think John has a point of we need to get that knowledge out there. And I think we're talking about a campaign and a blitz and not necessarily doing these discounts like that for the next 5 years or anything, but more or less, you know, a blitz of, hey, look at Morro Bay. You know, we've got some great things to do, and you might even be able to bundle this with something else great to do while you're there.
Well,
and by the way, stay 2 days.
I think really what I see what we're looking for is a call to action. And so it not necessarily means packaging. It just means something that people have more of a reason to go, just simply that, I mean, right now we're branding the destination. It's what we've been doing in the past. We create enough to where they go, that looks like a really cool place. I'd like to investigate that. So they go to our website. What I would like to do, because we're more retail-oriented, because we're talking about fulfilling the stakeholders who are lodging properties who want overnight stays, is to find some way to have a greater call to action in our ads. So it could either be hot deals, it could be packaging, it could be, again, another thing on the table is that we get a bank of hotels and prizes, and we talk about go to morrobay.org and enter to win an overnight stay in Morro Bay. I mean, that may be as simple as that, but to do that, we're going to have to figure out a formula for that, and one way to do that is to have the hotels who want to participate. We rotate those, and they get coverage. I mean, they get advertised. And we've currently done that with our photo gallery, and Michelle has donated rooms. And we talk about the fact that you're going to stay at this beautiful hotel, and they get coverage for that, for giving up that room. And I have looked at several destinations of how they do a call to action and the ones that do. A lot of them are branding. I would say probably 75% are branding or only, but there are some destinations that talk about enter to win an overnight stay. And that might be enough at least to get started, but I know that I just feel like for our ads to be even more successful, we need some sort of call to action. So I would say maybe not only packages, but just something. And there may be good to have a committee, subcommittee, to kind of go off and try to figure out creatively what we could do to that.
Maybe it should be this BID money that's paying for rooms. Then instead of people having to donate, we're already being asked to charge all this money to our customers. And then, you know, this is a little tough on the small hotels.
Do you book every single night?
No.
Okay, so if you're not booking every single night, then why not donate a room here or there on a night that you know you're not going to book?
Cost you money.
So what, $20, $30 to get yourself advertised? Don't you think the return on your investment would be for that advertisement? Maybe for $30?
We've done donations. We've done...
Right, so I think that's what John's saying. I mean, I think for the BID to have to pay, why would us stakeholders want to pay to donate Joan's room for Joan to get the advertising when I'm a stakeholder as well? I would rather spend the $30 as a stakeholder and have my property advertised as a free room night versus paying, because if I'm going to charge you my rate and you come in, I'm going to charge you maybe $99. That's not really benefiting anybody, I think, to turn around and have the BID pay $100 for a room that's being donated by the BID. Does that make sense? You know, I mean, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, if we were booking every night, then obviously we probably wouldn't all be sitting here, but I think the point is we want, you know, maybe for you, you know, you donate once every 6 months, and my hotel being that maybe your room cost you $45 to clean and mine's $30, so I'm going to maybe donate a little extra because I don't mind.
Well,
but it's
so
just,
what you're saying is the advantage is for the larger hotels.
I was just about to say perhaps there could be something where we ask everybody for a single donation once every 6 months, and if you do that single donation, we rotate you through. Not to then give the benefit to the hotel that has 300 rooms. We don't have one, but
right.
I'm going to use that Hotel X as an example. Mm-hmm. if they give up, you know, a third of their room inventory, meaning 30 rooms a year to giveaways, they would stand to benefit much more than a person who has three rooms and gives away their third at one room.
Right.
So what I'm saying is perhaps there could be a limit or some kind of formula where that would level the playing field based and not have this based solely on size and what you can give.
Well, I've always found that we don't have a whole – we don't really have to have people stand in line to take advantage of this. It's always been difficult to try to get prizes and rooms and things like that. I think as long as we keep it fair, I think it would be – I think it's fair if small hotels are included as well as large hotels in the prize. Could even be activities, or maybe the whole thing is packaged with activities. So you have this ultimate stay in Morro Bay, and there's a whole page that describes what you're going to win. And again, it's for the benefit of the visitor, but it also benefits that property or that activity that's going to get the publicity that we're going to advertise on our ad, say in Sunset, to go and check out this opportunity to win this ultimate getaway. And I think that, believe me, I think that the value that we would have associated with the exposure for the hotel that's doing this would more than equal the cost of the room. Because I'm a business owner. I have people all the time want me to donate or give money. Mm-hmm. And I understand the pain of that. But I think that what we could do, it would be a win-win for everybody. It would not impact the budget to have to buy the rooms, but would also benefit whoever is doing it, whether it's a restaurant activity or a hotel, that they're getting a good value for that donation.
I did just a point on it. I know that this is we're just talking about something to get people to go to the website, right? It's not going to – it's just something to get. But since we're a 900-room market and the average size of the hotel is about 35 rooms, how big is yours?
Four
rooms. That's – you know, I wouldn't be doing a lot of – you have to take into consideration maybe what we should be doing is on
– formula.
I'll make a motion to form a subcommittee for packages and
– and they're just brainstorming ideas, the subcommittee, right?
Right.
And then
they're
bring
not
them to the board.
Exactly.
And then we all talk about them, and then whoever in the community wants to jump on to it, then we got to get that communicated to all the hotel –
they would basically do this footwork of formulas and dollars and one thing I
hang on one second before we discuss this. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, let's open it for discussion. Thank you.
One thing too, I think we need to remember is we're a destination thing. So I think we really need to push to get restaurants and things to do in Morro Bay. One thing we talked a lot about the subcommittee was, we need to know why people are coming here to stay, and we want them to stay for several nights. What are they going to do when they get here? It's not just about lodging. It's about hotels and things to do in Morro Bay, and that was a big thing about activities and things to do. So I think that this subcommittee needs to branch out to other areas.
So do I have any volunteers for the subcommittee?
Yeah, I would love to because I've already did – most of the legwork on the packages for the softball for the city, and
it
worked extremely well. We already have an example of how it all worked, pick and choose from restaurants to activities to hotels. It worked out extremely well. So I'm going to bring that to the committee, if the board's okay with that, and just so you can just take a look at an example of how we did.
Chair Solo, it would be a good idea to vote on your motion before you got members for your committee that hasn't yet been formed. So you have a motion
right.
And a second.
Okay.
So I would see if you have a majority in favor prior to getting members.
Any more discussion on that before we vote? Anybody? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? None? Good. Okay. So we can have three members, and it looks like Peter is stepping up to kind of run that subcommittee. Lucky Peter.
I'll be on that.
And Mike. And
I just learned a lesson, didn't
anyone
I?
Anyone else? Ladies?
Somebody who's on the promotions committee would help, too. Peter, you're on the promotions committee?
Yeah,
okay, that works.
I'll do it with you guys.
Good.
All right. So we have our three. Good. I can't wait for that report, guys.
If I could, there was one item I wanted to bring up, and I probably should have done this under the agency report, but it relates to the website. I emailed this out. I didn't hear back from anybody, so I'm assuming it's just fantastic. But really what we kind of mulled over, how can we, because we all talked about the value of constantly communicating to the stakeholders, all the lodging properties. And so one of the ways we thought we could do that was through a newsletter. And I think that's still on the table. We want to do that. But what I was thinking, a better way to facilitate that would be to create a members-only section of the website that would just be for, and it wouldn't have to just be for the lodging partners. It could be for, obviously, activities, anybody that's in the tourism business, but it's not for the visitor. So we'd have a password, and you'd go on there, and in that would be our own BID news or whatever we want to call it. And we could put our media plan on there. We put our PR, like this press release we just did for LA Times. So what happens is whenever somebody's who's busy, doesn't want to sort of want to deal with an email at the time, they can go to that website and get information anytime they want about what's happening with the BID. And so, again, would be like press releases or media plan ads that we're currently running. And so if anybody had a marketing campaign, they wanted to piggyback on our efforts, they would be able to do so. They'd be able to say, oh, they're going to be in Sunset. We could also provide information as far as, I don't know if we want minutes necessarily, but we could certainly give highlights of meetings and things like that. And then in addition to that, what we would do then periodically is send out a newsletter to the lodging partners and say something to the effect, hey, we just did a new, or we just had an article placed in the LA Times. Go into the section and view that. So we wouldn't barrage them constantly, but when we had new things, we would update them and remind them that they can go to do that. One of the things that we wanted to do and how this all kind of got started was that survey. And I tried to manipulate the survey where they could just, you know, we'd email them and they could fill it out and send it back. But it was hard because it was a PDF. So the one way to do that would be to have it online so they can go there. Now they can easily type in there. They can pull down those scrolls as far as percentages. And all they have to do is push a submit button that'll come to my company. And then we'll share that information with you guys. So I guess the only thing I need right now is to get the list of the different lodging people that we want to send this to, as far as their emails, their names. I'd like to have their names, too, so I could personalize it. And we'll send out that survey. And then I'll also start creating this on the website to build this section for us. And I really visualize this someday. I mean, as we collect more materials, it'd be really valuable. I mean, it'd be a marketing tool for all the hotels to be able to see what we're doing.
So right. It's a matter of just pulling it out and
getting it to
and
them.
Doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I think that's a great idea. First of all, let me say I think that's an incredible way for them to understand and stay informed. Because part of them knowing what's going on with what we're doing is being informed by it. And I got to be honest with you, a lot of them are not going to watch these meetings for an hour and 20 minutes or whatever.
I've already told a couple people that you were going to do this, so how soon is that going to happen?
Well, we're starting up fresh. I mean, this is, we're inventing the wheel here for ourselves.
So this would be on morrobay.org?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we would have like a link there.
So the first thing we would do is send out an email about the survey, welcoming them to this section of the website, and we'd go ahead and probably put the media plan on there. Everything's public record anyway, and start that process. But I can't do anything without getting the names. So that's what we're holding up right now. The survey's been created.
I think that we should also do a hard, not just email, a mail out for the first one, like you were saying. Periodically we would send a newsletter, because I think we have a lot of hoteliers that are not always
savvy.
Internet savvy. Thank you. I think if we do a hard thing too, it kind of tells everybody about it, and then maybe in there something along the lines of if you want to opt out of getting a hard mail or something along those lines, because I think it's a waste to do a lot of that. But I think you're going to have a lot of people that we may not have the correct information. Peter's stuff may not be correct. So if it at least goes to the address, nobody can say, well, I never got that, or that's not, things go into spam
right.
So much. And I know I'm right now having a big issue with my email and having to possibly change it, which is why, sorry, I didn't get it until about 2 days ago, because I've been spammed like 500 a day, and yeah. So I'm changing my email. So I think it's important to do a hard mail as well.
Yeah, first time hard mail, and then just in that hard mail, or maybe say to them, from now on, it will be coming via email. If you want a hard copy, please notify us this way, whatever,
okay.
By phone number.
I'll just need to get, obviously, those addresses too then.
Peter, is that okay?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, look at Peter go.
I wanted to do this creative review. Do you think we still have time to do that? It won't take too long, but I wanted to kind of take you through some of the things that we've previously done.
Very quickly, hang on 1 second. Under new business, besides the creative review, which is D, does everybody feel like they've covered what they want to cover in A, B, and C? I do. I feel like we have some good ideas. I feel like I have some good ideas. There's a big list there, isn't there, Andrea?
It'll be interesting. The minutes will be interesting, that's all I'll say.
Yeah, it's back and forth. It's machine gun minutes, yeah. Yeah, A, B, C, and D is kind of, they've been convoluted, but I think that we've covered them well back and forth, and, you know, we haven't really stuck with one. Anybody have anything else to add on that? Or shall we allow, I think I'd like us to see what's going on with the creative. I think that's important for us right now.
Okay.
So let's take a few minutes. And do you have a few minutes? Thanks, John.
I wanted to show you kind of what some of the new things that we've done, and we showed this last time, but you'll get a feel for it now. Right now, the city is using these ads, and this is the to-do list, to-do again list, and I think everybody liked this ad. I mean, again, what we're trying to do is to create an ad that's going to stand out in a publication. So if you're going through Coastal Living Magazine or Sunset, you see a lot of pretty beat shots, and you know, this is something that I think is really unique. It's a very creative way to, again, show that there's a lot to do in Morro Bay and a lot to happen. One thing that we did from the time that you saw it last was we highlighted Plan My Next Trip to Morro Bay online at morrobay.org. So there's like a highlighter that somebody would have done on a to-do list. Again, creating that call to action. What I would like to do in the future is have a greater call to action to where it might be enter to win an overnight stay, visit morrobay.org. So that's something that we're going to facilitate. But right now, this is what the current call to action is. And this appeared in 805 Living, which is an upscale publication that goes to Ventura, Thousand Oaks. It's like a Central Coast Magazine type publication we've been in before. And this is actually funded by the City Promotions. This was another ad that's brand new. And again, three positioning statements, really, eco-friendly, ecological, and economical. And again, showing all the different activities that can take place from, you know, tranquil yoga on the beach to kayaking, biking, and then again, our call to action, which is something that we're going to need to do. This is actually ran. This was a free ad that we were able to get value added wise for Photo Expo. This is an ad for the Winter Bird Festival that appeared in National Geographic Traveler. This is a regional publication. It's not national. It goes to the 11 western states. This is an example of how the to-do list ad works as a half-page horizontal. This is the Slo County Visitor's Guide for a half page. And then we kind of get into, oh, and then this is an ad that we just designed, Play All Day and Into the Night, Morro Bay, California, Discover Your Better Nature. Actually, I'm sorry, this is our logo. This is the logo that we've been utilizing. So,
I'm sorry, what part of that is the logo?
Pardon me?
What part of that is the logo? I'm sorry.
Morro Bay, California. That's the typeface we've been
utilizing. That's the typeface we've been using.
And again, on this ad, we've got some lines that our new copywriter just came up with on, again, talking about staying and multiple night stays and things like that. So you're going to see some new ads next month that I'm going to be showing you that have more of a theme about lodging and staying in Morro Bay.
So I'm sorry, John, these ads have already gone out right here.
These
are things that, these are past publications. So any previous publications before they go out, are we going to have a chance to see those and review them?
Right. And these are the ones that we're utilizing for like those November issues. But again, we're in the process of new creative. But this is new creative. This is brand new that we've designed in the last several weeks.
So when would the opportunity be to give our feedback on these? Prior to
Well, I presented them last meeting, so I was hoping for some feedback then, I guess. But
I guess I wasn't. I guess okay. So for me, I'll give you feedback now then, because I missed my opportunity before. So here we go. For me, can you slide that down so I can see the top of that? Would you please, the very top of that? Morro Bay should be at the top. That's my first thing. Because we as human beings in this country, we read from left to right, top to bottom. And so for me, in other countries, they read right to left, or they read from the bottom to top. I'm just saying here.
Our species read differently.
That's right. My dog reads the TV screen backwards, okay? Sorry, I didn't mean to say nobody was human in other countries. Anyhow, so for me, I would say to hit on that, I would like to see Morro Bay at the top,
left.
In the left.
Well, the only thing
tell me what you think of that and why you did it that way.
It's a headline, and headline is really what is the theme of the ad. It's play all day and into the night, and then I think it's pretty clear that it's representative of Morro Bay. It's just a representative of a headline. I think like with the to-do list, this is basically. To do again is your headline. And, here you do see Morro Bay, California, because it's a smaller space, Dad. So
can you go back to the last one? See how nice I'm not trying to put you on the defensive. I love how the Discover Your Better Nature is above the Morro Bay right there. But now go to the one you have in your hand. It's, I don't know. I love.
Discover Your Better Nature.
I don't know. But somebody else comment, because I feel like I'm... it just feels lost to me on that one. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I think sounds like what we want to try to do is to come up with a little bit more serious branding as far as where the Discover Your Better Nature is going to be, how it's going to fit with Morro Bay, and so what I can do for our next creative review. And we don't have a whole lot of ads going out right now. I mean, most of this is all city money, but I do want to caution you that some of these November ads are going to be utilizing this creative. But I think that's probably timely. I think it's to get a real standard branding. I can direct my artist. This is where the logo is going to go. This is the typeface. This is the slogan. And, there may be cases where, like on these event ads, that there may be some variation of that. But we'll try to keep it with a solid branding. So do you prefer this look, just so I have something to kind of go by?
I do.
Well, if you're updating the logo, John, don't you want to just update the logo, or?
Well, about this, the other ad, the one they had before, it says play. To me, when I look at it, if I were to look at an ad, if you can pull that down, John, when I see the words play all day, well, I'm going to look at it. And then play all night. I'm going to find out what that means. I mean, that, to me, that's where my eyes go, and then I will find out.
I think that they're really great ads and wonderful ads, but I think that we need to maybe give John a little direction. I think that we need to maybe come up with a brand logo more that we want to see, and obviously it's not going to be on every single thing, and it's going to change a little bit from ad to ad, but I do think that there's a little...
Western states... But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, there's cases where we wouldn't want it. But I think for the most part we want to kind of err on the side. And there are actually ads like in this California State Visitor's Guide that we put halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, because that's another good benchmark for people. People are going to know L.A. and San Francisco, and they're going to know, like, located on
that's
Highway 1
halfway
between.
That's the reason they stay one night, unfortunately.
What's that?
That's the reason a lot of people want to stay one night.
But I still think that is a big drive for our market. And, hey, we'll take one-nighters, too. I mean, we don't want them to not stay, too. So I think we do need to let people know where we're at, because a lot of people don't know.
And then this is just kind of, like I said, sort of the review here. This was designed actually for when we went to the Green Fest, and we wanted to have kind of our own little logo about local produce, and we actually gave away some vegetables.
They get to it.
Are we still using this ad?
No, this is really, I just is like a hodgepodge of things. I just wanted to show you things we've done in the past, but I kind of liked it. I mean, I thought it was sort of neat as it related to like farming and local produce and things like that. And so this is something that, you know, you might want to utilize at trade shows like we talked about. It made a lot of sense at Green Fest. But there's another element of Morro Bay, which is the local farming and ag tourism, which is sort of what this is used for. And this is a past Winter Bird Festival ad that we ran. This is in Birders World magazine. Again, just as a review. And this was a campaign that we ran. And I show you this, too, because if there's things about these previous campaigns that you like better, you know, that would be helpful for me. I mean, we used a theme of eco-terrific for a while. This had as you can see, this is more like in the branding theme that we talked about. This actually emulated the visitor's guide that we completed. This color and all of that is synonymous with that.
I think, John, for me, what you're showing me now is a very vast, broad scope of where we've gone. And for me, I would like to see us narrow that focus, not narrow our focus of demographics, what we're trying to market to, but narrow and focus our money so that we don't have our eggs in 3,000 baskets. We don't necessarily have them in one basket. But
well, keep in mind, I mean, I guess out of fairness, that
these are
this represents
years.
A right. multitude of people and opinions.
and a multitude
different boards.
Of
So I really only did this just to show you that there's some things that existed previously that you may want to look at and maybe utilize. If not, we start from scratch. I mean, this is there are a lot of differences with these ads, I agree, but they also represent a lot of different opinions.
I have a comment also. We want to promote Morro Bay and tourism and things to do. One thing they're going to do three times a day is eat. And so maybe on, like you had that one, a list of to-do things, you know, maybe mention dining, you know, and options. And then also I noticed in this press release there's no mention of dining either. So I think maybe that might be an area we could look at also because,
sure.
When you're looking at things to do in an area, you know, you're going to have to eat. So, you know, we have some great seafood restaurants, and we also have other restaurants as well. So that might be
right.
something we could add in there.
Okay. And I know that we have done that in the past, but if we failed to do that this last time, then certainly keep that in mind. In fact, as we look at, again, you know, there we may even want to come up with some standardization as far as what we want to emphasize in the copy, too, that we'll always include.
John, can you go back to the one that's kind of the groovy one with the, yeah. Now, I was looking at just, something that's, if we're going to do branding, something that's emotional, that evokes some images, and this, at least to me, resonates with some emotional appeal. I mean, it's not for everybody. Maybe the demographic is a little off, but it does sort of, when properly, probably tweaked below Morro Bay and all that grown space, it does set a certain emotion, resonates a certain emotional feeling with it. And when you go through, like you go through those magazines, oh my word, you could be in Kalamazoo, Michigan, they all look fabulous.
Right.
When you do all these destination ads. So, I usually let other people proofread and all that stuff, but when I look at something, I like to look at it and see if it's going to resonate with me emotionally, and if it does, I look for some rate in a box or something like that or whatever the offer is. So if we are redoing this, I don't know. We need to take a direction that gets us the branding image that we want. I'm not saying this is it, but this one at least.
What California is doing to brand California so that we can play off of that to inside of California and outside of California.
Okay.
So maybe know what California is doing as a brand so that we can spend some of their money for them and just piggyback off that.
Right.
And then also know what the county is doing as their brand so that we can piggyback off of that. And then...
If I could just, I just want to finish up. Just, I'll pass these around.
Yes.
This is sort of dated now, and it's probably not a real something that we have for trade shows any longer because we're pretty much out of them. But I would show you this just because it's still a good PR piece. And so I'll pass these around. And
do we keep them or do we give them back?
You can keep them. And now we still have quite a few of these from my standpoint. We don't have the mass volume of trade shows, but I still have enough to facilitate public relations. And then what I'm going to pass out next is you'll see our press release as it – our press folder as it exists now.
This is your press kit?
Yeah. And this is going to be – this is in the process of being updated, but again, it's sort of a review. And as you go through and look at the press kits – you'll see that we do have the piece that you're seeing right now, the brochure. We have a DVD that I'd like to show you briefly, and a calendar of events, and then also a rack card. So that's the press kits that are going around.
Okay.
So have
you then gone over everything that you'd like to cover in the creative review for now?
With the exception of the DVD, I'd like to just, and again, if you want to save time and if you all promise to go look at it, it's on the website. So what you might want to do is to evaluate, there's a 30-second TV spot. Yeah, it's in your press kits. But if you go on the website, you'll see that we have we have several videos that have been placed on YouTube. We have this DVD that was done a few years ago that probably needs a little updating. It certainly still functions as a PR piece. That's originally what it was designed for, to send out. Instead of sending, like, you know, a lot of paper, we send them a CD. We also use these at trade shows when a press writer comes and wants information. There's a 30-second spot on the website, and there's a spot that Janice did. That's a kind of a visit moral base. So maybe you could look at all those videos. That's another discussion. Do we want to update? You know, the 30-second spot's probably 3 or 4 years old. Still works, but we haven't done one for some time. And then also I just finally say that we have tons of these folders because just of the nature of printing. So we might want to think if there's some other uses that we want for these. And as we go to trade shows, these are really excellent to provide to travel writers. And again, this press kit with my new PR person, one of the tasks we're going to do here pretty quickly is get this updated. So if you have any comments on the press kit, that would be helpful too. And it doesn't have to be today. Just email me if you'd like after you had a chance to review it.
Thank you very much. There are two things that Peter and I are going to be attending the Travel Tour Operators show. It's the NTA, sorry, not Travel Tour, sorry, I'm looking at travel. The NTA in November in Reno to try and open up business to Morro Bay. And so that's in Reno over about a 4 or 5 day period. And we're looking at flights to get out of here. What's going to be the cheapest? Of course, we're going to use as little money as possible. I don't like McDonald's, but I do know that there's got to be a good cheap salad somewhere. So we'll be using as little money as possible. And then there is the opportunity for us to go to San Diego to the Travel Expo, which is a huge marketing opportunity for us, especially since we said we wanted to open up to the San Diego market. And it would require probably more than one of us to go because it is a big booth coming out and getting the people into your booth and selling them on why Morro Bay is such a wonderful place rather than the NTA that we'll be going to, which is more like a one-on-one interview or speed dating. Is that correct? Is that a good overview of?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to Consumer Show, that's right. And that is next
that's
April 23rd through 25th in San Diego. So consider that, everybody. And we're passing information now. And so at this time then I would look to open up for declaration of future agenda items. I have a few here that have come up. One of them would be looking at a logo for us or you know,
more branding
of our image and how we want to do that and how we want that logo to look. I also have the prominence of Discover Your Better Nature. So.
Your future agenda item on fine-tuning the logo and branding and the prominence of Discover Your Better Nature, one item?
One item.
Great.
Looks like one item to me, guys, huh? All right. So with that, if nobody else has any future agenda items, and if you do and you remember after you walk out the door, please forward them to myself and Andrea so we can get them there for you. And I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought if there was anything in particular that you wanted.
I think we just need to have an official site and we need to just steer business away. We need to compete with Expedia, right. Travelocity, Adidas.